I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, with the Republicans' weekly address.
The latest data from Customs and Border Protection show that the current fiscal year has seen the highest number of migrant apprehensions since 2006. Let me say that again. We're 8 months into fiscal year 2021, but the CBP has already apprehended more migrants at our southern border than in any full year since 2006. It's hard to overstate the humanitarian and security crisis that's unfolded this year. Monthly arrivals of unaccompanied minors reached their highest levels on record. Higher border traffic concealed an alarming rise in flows of deadly drugs like fentanyl. CBP recently announced its apprehensions even included individuals who are on the terrorist watch list. The origins of this crisis are certainly not a mystery. The Democrats, who spent the last few months in the White House focusing on what to call it instead of how to fix it, are the same Democrats who spent last year sending potential migrants dangerous mixed signals from the campaign trail. Quote, "You want to flee? You should come." That was future President Biden. Quote, "No, they should not be deported." That was then Senator Kamala Harris. Sure enough, CBP officials are reporting that many migrants they encounter believe that, quote, "there has been a change in immigration laws, a gap in enforcement on the U.S. border under the new administration." But if you ask now Vice President Harris, the administration's point person on the border, there's apparently blame to be found everywhere but her own party's rhetoric on immigration. And there's value in going just about anywhere but the border itself. This week, the Vice President's investigation of the root causes of migration brought her to Guatemala and Mexico. The administration's delegation was apparently keen to talk about factors like corruption and climate change. But the President of Guatemala had a different agenda. As he put it, quote, "We asked the United States government to send more of a clear message." Sound familiar? Of course, one place Vice President Harris did not stop on her trip was the U.S.-Mexico border. And bizarrely, when she even plans to do that remains completely unclear. When asked about it in an interview this week, the Vice President responded with a laugh. "I don't understand the point that you're making," she said. So, Mr. President, for months, the Biden administration has assured the American people that when it comes to our southern border, Vice President Harris has it covered. And they are betting on it. The White House budget request proposes no increase in funding for DHS, whose agents are working overtime to contend with the crisis on the ground. Well, there are a lot of folks on both sides of the border who are still waiting for the point person to actually take charge.